On the line now, I have Colm O'Halloran, who is Vice President with the Dublin Region of the Union of Students in Ireland. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the call. Now, I should have covered this last Wednesday because it was National Registration Day, but it was too late. The show was full by the time I got the email. How did the day go? And how I believe it was a great success.
Yeah, it went very well. We had kind of officers spread throughout the country, but just sitting on the ground in campuses in third level colleges, running voter registration stalls and just encouraging students to come up, fill out the form. And it literally takes like 30 seconds, 1 minute to fill out the form. And then later that day, we post them off.
Yeah, and it is. It's very important to register and to vote.
Yeah, it definitely is. Especially, you know, over the next year, there are two confirmed elections. There's local elections and European elections in May. And as well as that, you know, we don't fully know when there will be a general election, but it does seem like there's one looming in the near future.
Yeah, and it like people say that as students, they haven't been really in the habit of voting in past years, but I think they're taking a bigger interest in politics nowadays. Would I be correct in saying that?
Definitely, I'd really say so. I'd say students are definitely engaging more with politics recently. For example, say 3 years ago in the marriage equality referendum, and also just a few months ago in the repeal of the eighth referendum, there's huge engagement from young people across Ireland. And it is that kind of thing where students are engaging with the politics, realizing that the decisions made in government directly affect them, and they want to change, so they will be appearing at the ballot box.
Yeah, and there's lots of things that would be of interest to students now, like the cost of rent, for instance, housing.
Exactly, yeah, that's the big issue at the moment, just the housing crisis, and even just beyond that, the cost of rent for students. A few years ago, the cost of rent for students was a lot lower than what it was now, and I think students are fed up of, number one, seeing poor quality accommodation, number two, just seeing extortionate rents. So I think that is going to be something that students bear in mind in the run up to any election. As well as that, even just the cost of college, we have the second highest fees for college in Europe. 3,000 a year, and that's not cheap at all. So I think that is something that's on students' minds. Just number one, the cost of college. Number two, the cost of living, either in Dublin or around the country, from rent to everything else. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and if you can't afford to rent, then you know people are travelling, and the cost of travel is crazy as well, and the time it takes.
It is. There is actually the population of students who are commuting to college has increased. Simply because it's sometimes easier for students to live at home with the parents and travel in than for students to, you know, rent a place close to their college. There are students, well, for Dublin anyway, there are students commuting from Carlow, Wicklow, Kildare, from surrounding counties, and it's really not beneficial at all. It's having an effect on both their studies, their mental health, and their life in general.
Now, students, the Union of Students in Ireland, all the national, know there'd be a great amount and it'd be a great voting lobby.
Definitely. And like that we can see that there's a huge voting population of young people in both the marriage equality and the repeal referendum.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing where this campaign that we're running alongside Spun Out and the National Youth Council is trying to empower young people, trying to empower students to say, look, you have power. When you go to the ballot box, you decide who gets into government. And you want someone to, number one, represent you, and number two, is going to listen to you and work on the issues that affect you.
Yeah, so, and there'll be people knocking on the doors now, especially for the local elections, and they can have an influence.
Definitely. Even the small things, but there's huge issues that are affecting students. When you are a sixth-year student in secondary school and you get excited to go to college, it should be an exciting prospect. Instead, students are being saddled with huge debt for both the cost of college, for accommodation. It's an incredible... When you're a student in college, it can actually be quite difficult. People say it's the best time of your lives, but it's also one of the most difficult times just because of everything going on.
Yeah, and it should be the best time of your life, but as you say, the pressures that are out there. And we mentioned the local elections there, and so county councillors are going to be knocking on doors. And I interview a lot of them, and housing is a huge thing with local county councils.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, back on the 3rd of October, there was a national march for the housing crisis, a protest against the housing crisis. And there were 12,000 people in that march, 6,000 of which were students, which really shows that students care about this, are engaging with this, and they want to see change. They want to live in an Ireland that cares for people who are living rough, and also an Ireland that can provide housing that isn't extortionately expensive, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of background noise, Colm, so we'll continue on. I'm looking at figures here, and it's mentioned that with over 61,000 young people turning 18 and becoming eligible voters, I mean, that's a huge amount of votes. So people should be paying attention.
I think what really should be happening is politicians should be caring about what young people and students have to say. I mean, just last year, in the run-up to the repeal of the Eds referendum, we registered 27,000 students just in one academic year. Over the past 5 years, we've registered 90,000 students. So these are high numbers. Every year, there's students who are going to college who are 17 and they'll turn 18, and then they get power. They're empowered to vote. And it is kind of a group that politicians should be listening to, because they have the power. There are huge numbers when it comes to young people getting registered to vote over the past while.
The Department of Education, the Minister for Education, are you happy with the work that they're doing with regarding students?
We would like to see them do more. What we'd really like to see as part of education and the government in general is to decrease the cost of college. A few years ago when I started college, the fee to go to college was €2,000, and it went up to €3,000. When my brother started college, it was €500. And it's currently at 3,000. And I think many students are being affected by that. As well as that, in 2011, the SUSE grant and other grants were cut for students, which means that not as many students are being supported to actually go to college. And that is something that we'd like to see the government work on in terms of education.
Yeah, and education is very, very important. And there's a lot of students out there now who are going to be future politicians and probably running the country. So now, is there? I see you've teamed up with the NYCI and Spun Out.
NYCI, the National Youth Council of Ireland, and Spun Out, because it's really just about empowering young people to get registered to vote, to realise that they do have power when they go to the ballot box, that they influence who gets into government, they influence the decision makers in Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll end it there, because the sound quality isn't great, Colm, and we might talk again.
No worries.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
Yeah, one final thing I'd like to add is that the cut-off date for registering to vote before the draft, so registering without signature of a guard, is the 25th of November. So I'd recommend anyone to get registered before that date. Fill out the form today or tomorrow and drop it to your local city or county council, and then you'll be on the register to vote.
Okay, Colm, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
No worries at all.
Thank you, Colm.
Thank you. Bye.